I'm KJ Man.
I've been birthday to you, Patrick, you and me, boom.
Superstars, we got Mansplain with Matt.
Hey, this is DJ Matt. We're talking about the fall that's coming up on Sunday, and it ends on December 21st.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you guys like about fall?
Well, I know. I like Halloween because it's during the fall.
Like, my favorite part of fall is I like Halloween. I like going for walks, and I like enjoying the nice, cool weather. And I like being outdoors a lot. That's all. And that's that. DJ Pat shining out.
And why I like fall? I like the cold weather because it's nice to walk in. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. And plus, my favorite holiday, Halloween. Is in October 31st.
The best thing about fall is that from October 1st to October 31st, there's nothing but horror movies all month long, so make sure you tune in to see them.
Me too, I love horror movies too, and I'm gonna watch more and more of them too.
Me too.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
What I like to eat in the fall, I like to eat with homemade applesauce. I like to drink apple cider, and can't forget this one, apple crisp.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! In the fall, my favorite fall foods are orange juice and apple cider and applesauce and peaches and blueberries and raspberries and peach cobbler and apple pie and pumpkin pudding pie.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
On a day, I have the apple cider donut.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
How about you, Casey?
I like to eat hot sauce donuts and hot chocolate.
Oh yeah!
Whoa! Football is also in the fall too. There's even high school sports that are happening in the fall, like soccer. Soccer, actually, the sport in the pro league is actually starting up. So, but hopefully, Team USA does its job. Let's do this.
Well, for high school teams, I hope my old high school takes the championship this year. Everyone root for Turner's Falls High.
Woohoo. And my favorite fall activities is riding bikes and playing some basketball and walking through the fields and looking for insects and looking for deers and stuff and looking for bears.
Oh, yeah.
And also, and guys. Turkeys. Also, guys, don't forget the Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah, I love Pumpkin Fest. So the Fall much Fest fun.
Is coming up.
It's on October 26th.
So I hope everyone can make it. I hope everyone can make this. It's supposed to be really fun. I actually went to it last year and I had a good time. So, everyone, be safe, be well, and peace out.
Yeah, I'm gonna see a lot of foliage too, and I love it too, and that's so pretty and beautiful. Like all the pretty beautiful mountains with all the leaves changed and red and green and orange. It just whole mountain just looks like a rainbow. It's just like Wonderland. So pretty, so cute. I love it, man. I love the fall.
Perfect.
I love the fall.
Because it's so nice out.
Perfect.
I love the fall.
Because of Halloween.
All right, that's our new singing sensation.
Greenfield Boyhood.
Patrick from the Greenfield.
And now for all of you youngsters, you've been very, very good tonight. I'm very proud of you. Here are the animals.
This is DJ King Snake with a special report. I have been spending a lot of time at my new home with my new animals while my parents are off in Jamaica. So I have been dealing with these two nut job dogs. One is a good one. One started off hating me. She would always bark at me, growl at me. But after about 2, maybe 3 days of her being mean to me, she is now being very lovable, cuddable. And now I'm also taking care of a bearded dragon. I feed him and I give him water every day. But the thing is, though, I don't think he eats until probably 2 a.m. because I check on him 2-5 times a day, and the food I give him in the morning is still there. Now, for my cat, he stays outside all day and all night, hunting and killing and bringing me little trinkets. And he only comes back at 3:30.
Trinkets? Is that what you call that? Trinkets?
It's better than saying dead mouse. And then I take a shovel and I get rid of them. And then I just feed them dinner around like 3:30 at night. And then I just cuddle up with my dogs. This is DJ Kingsnake with Dr. Doolittle signing off.
In the film, Dr. Doolittle, for those of you who do not, believes in the philosophy that man should be able to communicate with animals. And Leslie Bricker has written one song for Rex Harrison, which he says, wish Rex is only Rex Harrison can. If we could talk to the animals, imagine chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Well, I figured if I sang it like that, I wouldn't get back in my neighborhood again. You know? So we did a different version, and it goes like this. Look out! Ha, 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 ha! Ha! If I could talk to the animals, I just imagine it chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, a buffalo and beagle, an alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I say, of coceros. Can't you? Hey! If I conferred with our furry friends. Man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, just walk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. If I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern arts and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a must, and I would. Stop and think of it, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, and talk to the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Patrick. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Hey Patrick, what do you like, for birthday gifts?
I'm gonna tell you all about it. So, on my birthday, I went out to eat the chilies. I got a bowl of chili and chicken and french fries. After that, I took myself shopping at the Hogue Mall. I bought some new t-shirts, and this is one of them right here. And I bought myself a couple of new sweatshirts, and I bought myself a new WAP CD. And after that, I just went for some nice walks. I just relaxed and went home and celebrated some more. My roommate had chocolate cake for me. My roommate Chris.
Yummy.
I ate a whole thing. It was so good. I had some ice cream, vanilla, and chocolate ice cream with hot fuzz on it. With sprinkles and whipped cream and cherry. Big right.
I have fish sticks.
What's your favorite presents?
With tartar sauce.
My favorite gift is when I got my birthday card with some money in it from my Aunt Marlene.
That sounds good.
It is good.
Sorry. So, what thing?
I got $150. Wow.
Wow.
That's
what. There's a lot of money. Stacks.
We have any drinks?
Yes, I have some Whoop beer, and I have some orange juice and a little bit of apple juice.
I like Diet Coke.
A little bit of iced tea.
Cool. I love
hot chocolate.
Ooh, I love hot chocolate.
Cool, Casey. Oh, yeah. I'm glad.
Hey, Patrick. I do like Big Y and Northampton.
I like Big Y and Greenfield. I like Stop and Shop, too, in Food City.
Ooh, what kind?
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candles.
Here they go.
Give me a test, Peter.
Give me a test.
Give me a test.
How's your microphone?
Great.
Keep going. Keep talking.
Great.
Let's see. Your microphone number two. Peter, give me a test, please.
Give me a test.
Give me a test on microphone 2.
Microphone 2!
Testing microphone 2.
Microphone 2!
We are testing microphone 2.
Right.
All right, and you can move in there a little bit closer right there.
The big side, the one before.
That's your microphone right there. How about that? Can you test?
Through here.
Can you give me that a test?
Hello?
Hello, anybody in there?
Anybody in there?
Hello.
Hello.
Say, let's introduce yourself. Who are you?
Who are you? My name is...
Did you forget? What is it? What's your name?
Not Carter.
What?
Not Carter.
Not Carter? No, your name is not Carter. What is your name?
Minette.
Say right into the microphone.
Minette, it's Minette.
All right, so we have DJ Lynette.
Yep.
And DJ Peter.
I'm
and
Peter.
Peter's got a special, special report on... What are we talking about, Peter?
The Biggie!
Fantastic. Go, buddy. Go, tell us about it.
Judy Hickey.
Alive.
Caitlin Rowell. Chris Johnson. And I went to the Biggie.
What can I say?
September 23rd, 2024.
And how was it?
Great!
What did you do there at the Big E, Peter?
I ate a cannoli with ice cream. And I had a pickle.
Oh, really? A pickle?
And I had a
frosted Twinkies.
Yeah.
I had a fried Twinkie.
Oh, boy.
And I had a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And I had cheeseburger and French fries. And I had
a Jim Blunt time.
And I had
I did.
A caramel apple.
Whoa.
Did you have anything on that caramel apple?
A caramel apple with nuts.
Nuts, buddy.
What kind of nuts, Peter?
Peanuts.
What kind of peanuts?
What kind of peanuts?
What kind?
Probably, I don't know, what kind of peanuts?
They're chopped peanuts.
Chopped ones.
Whoa.
Excellent.
On my caramel apple.
That is phenomenal.
Did you go on any rides
at the Big
E? Nope.
Did you see other people going on rides?
Nope.
You didn't see any rides at all?
You don't have to.
Next time I'll go to the Big E at 2. The BE closing day starts September 29th, 2024!
Alright, so, for all... Did you see animals?
Yep.
What kind of animals did you see, buddy?
Cows!
What kind of cows?
Cows! I saw cows, I took pictures, I bring a Fuji camera!
What kind of camera?
I take pictures of Foo Boots.
What'd you say?
And I took a picture of the... butter sculpture.
A butter sculpture?
And I took...
Holy cow.
I took pictures of the Foo Boots.
Did you taste the butter sculpture? Did you taste the butter sculpture?
Yes!
You did?
Did you lick it?
Yes!
And how did it taste?
Great!
And were you allowed to do that?
Yep.
Everybody, wow.
That's a good time.
Sounds a little...
I don't think that's right.
What do you think of that, Jim?
What?
Great! What?
Would you lick the butter sculpture?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Would you...
Speak right up.
It's on.
You
would
bet.
You do that?
Speak right up, buddy. What do you think of that, Biggie?
Sounds kind of
licking the butter sculpture.
Yeah,
a little risky, crazy. I think.
Oh yeah.
What do you think?
I think he's kind of weird.
Did you go to the Big E this year, Jim?
No, last year.
And what did you do then?
See classic cars.
Like, whoa! What kind of classic cars did you see?
55 Chevy.
I like him very much. I do.
You know what kind of car I saw? No. 55 Chevy.
What did he say?
What?
Biggie. Hey, yo, can you hear me? Who's at the bay? Biggie.
Once again, for Riddles with DJ Kingman, Kingpin.
Name is King Smith.
For the Royal Riddle. Riddle.
King Snake.
With the Royals. Royal.
How do hippies say peace? Okay, here is riddle number one.
Riddle number one.
You need a hand while you just wait. We'll help you out. We have eight. What are they?
A starfish.
No.
No.
They only have four.
You know what it is? What is it? Tell us.
Doggy?
What? Say?
Doggy?
No, dogs only
I think it
have
might be a doggy.
Four.
A dogfish.
Vampire.
Ooh, good one, Jim.
No.
Good one. You sure that's not right?
This is a type of animal.
Can you tell us again, please?
You need a hand. While you just wait, we'll help you out. We each have eight.
Spider.
Correct.
Whoa, what? Cut it out.
Cut that
You sure that's right?
Yep.
It's not a starfish?
Nope.
No.
Boy, all right.
All right, here's riddle number two.
Boy, all right.
These tiny things make you bite, make you sneeze, make you twitch.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, King Snake, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say starfish.
Get off starfish.
Whoa.
I'll give you a hint.
How about
these insects fly?
What?
Peter, you have any idea?
Yeah.
Come on over.
Come inside.
I think Peter knows the answer.
No, Peter.
Peter knows this one.
Hey!
What do you got there, Peter? What's the answer?
Yes!
The answer is yes. Excellent.
Yes!
Okay. Peter's got it. Nailed
Not
it.
Not even close.
Nailed it.
Yes!
No.
Yes.
I know. Is it a bat?
No.
Starfish?
Get off the starfish, hippie.
All right, one last hint. Can you give us one last hint? Like, can you just tell us what it is?
Well, I can't give you another hint because if I give you another hint, it'll give it away.
All right. Just how about, okay.
Actually,
I bet you if you tell us the answer, I'll know what it is.
They have a stinger.
A bee.
No.
A starfish.
Get off of that, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Lynette's got the answer.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa. What is it?
Goldfish.
Goldfish. A goldfish.
No.
Yay.
These things fly. Fish don't fly.
Oh, you know, there's such a thing as a flying fish. That could be it. A flying fish?
No.
Jim?
Flies.
You okay?
No, not fly. Flies do not have stingers.
All right, let's see. It's a tough one.
It's not a bat, isn't it?
No, bats don't have stingers. Bats have fangs, not stingers. I'll give you one more hint. You can only find them during the summer.
Oh, crickets.
No! They're bigger than a fly.
You know?
They're about this size.
You know?
Horseflies?
No.
No. Summertime, any thoughts? Peter?
Yep.
What do you think?
Great.
What do you think? Come on over here and tell us. I think Peter's got the answer this time.
Yeah.
Summertime stinger. It's got six legs.
Summertime stinger!
What did you say?
Six legs!
Right? No? How many legs does it have?
I think it only has seven.
Seven!
Seven legs.
Right!
What's the answer?
Yes!
What's the answer, buddy?
Seven!
What's the answer to the riddle, though?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Do we have any more guesses before you want the answer?
I think we've... Oh, wait, Jim.
Caterpillar.
Yeah!
No.
That's it! Caterpillar! Jim's got it! Nailed it!
Don't listen to the
hippie.
Nailed
it, Jim!
Don't listen to the hippie. He's wrong.
Okay.
Centipede?
No.
A six-legged starfish?
Scorpion.
No. And get off the starfish.
I give up. I'm all done. I give up.
It's a mosquito.
Oh, my gosh. A mosquito.
Whew.
Oh, wow. I would have never thought that. Okay.
Got any more ideas?
How about one last? How about an easy one? Those are really hard. One last one for, you know, just us guys. We're just easy, though. It's got to be easy.
Okay. Here's an easier one that everyone should get. If you look at the numbers on my face, you won't find 13 anyplace.
I don't see any numbers on your face.
People just ignore him.
Clock.
He's got it.
What? What did he say?
Clock.
It's a clock.
It's a what?
What did you say?
It's a clock.
Boss.
Yay! All right.
My buddy.
Fantastic.
And tune in next time for another installment of Riddles.
That was easy.
Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a thrill now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. This one got a princely racket, that's what I said now. Got some mixie love on his jacket, ain't in his head now. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell that baby, just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
That's what I said. Now, princess, princess who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets, ain't it his head now? Marry him or marry me, I'm the one to live it, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Said if you want to come here, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to come here, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now.
I'm DJ Big Rig. I'm talking about fire trucks. Fire trucks are... Fire trucks are good to have around. You need them. In case of a fire. What? What is that? Fire trucks. That's all to say about fire trucks. How's that? That's good. Fire trucks are good to have around. You need them in case of a fire. There's this Greenfield fires, trucks, tankers, ladders, engines, horn. They have everything. They have those too. AMTs are good. Have around too. Save people. Yep. You need those people. They're very nice people to have around. How's that?
Well, Jim, you forgot to say one thing about the EMTs.
Mm.
They may help us survive, but also if our hearts stop, they have the equipment to revive us.
Yeah. Well, fire trucks, they ride, they put out fires, and they put out the fires of the house. They rescue cats.
Tree.
How about dogs?
They also rescue cats, dogs, any of our animals that may get trapped inside.
Even horses too.
Well, horses basically fend for themselves, and they can find a way to get out without usually human help.
Well, there's some horses in Greenfield too.
Yes, but there's not a lot of horses here in Greenfield. I should know. I used to live here.
Well, you got something at the fair, too. Goes around the track.
Well, those are special kind of horses.
Police, fire trucks, ambulances, helicopters, SWAT team.
Well, when it comes to police, there are different kinds of police, so you can't just think of one particular car that they have. There's a bunch of different kinds.
Oh, yeah? State police.
Highway patrols.
That is the state police.
Highway patrol. That is state cops.
Actually, state cops are for the state. Highway patrol usually only patrols the highway.
Life flight, too. Don't forget those guys. Don't forget, firemen pull out the brushes, too. Brush fires. This is GJ, Big Rig, signing off. Beep, beep.
I like.
All right, we got DJ Lynette back here again with us today.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Yes, ma'am. And last time we talked about Fonzie.
Oh, God.
Come on. We talked about Fonzie. Got to get in nice and close so we can hear you. Talked about Fonzie, didn't we, Lynette?
Think about Fonzie.
And how cool is Fonzie? He's pretty cool.
Cool.
All right. Right. Nice and close. Come on in.
That's cool.
How about this?
That's cool. That's cool.
Hold on.
That's cool. All right.
How's that?
Make sure it doesn't. You're going to talk Jim to this one.
I want Jim Hornet.
I was trying to keep it down.
Okay, right there.
But it's cool.
Okay, and I want to know, Lynette. Maybe we're going to start a new segment. Yeah, and this will be who is cooler than Fonzie? Is anybody cooler than Fonzie? What do you think, Lynette?
Jim.
You got to say so in the microphone so we can hear you.
Jim is cooler than Fonzie.
Jim is cooler than Fonzie. Is that DJ Big Rig you're talking about?
Yes.
He's cooler than Fonzie. Excellent.
Yes.
Yep.
I'd have to agree with that. I would have to agree. Yes. And is there anybody else cooler than Fonzie? Who were we talking about earlier?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
I did.
And what about Kurt Russell?
He's Billy Good.
We all know Kurt Russell, the movie star.
He's Billy Good.
He is the computer with the tennis shoes or something.
Yeah.
Peter, what do you think? Kurt Russell! Cool! Kurt Russell, cool! Kurt Russell, cool! Kurt Russell, cool! Tennis shoes! Computer! Or tennis shoes!
Tennis shoes!
Yes, sir! What else has Kurt Russell done? What was that movie we were talking about in the car?
The van.
What we were talking about in the van. Yeah. What movie was that? Big Trouble?
Big Trouble in Little China.
And what was that about? You remember you talked about, what was it, the karate guys that were in that? That was an amazing movie. And Kurt Russell was super cool in that for sure. And what we had karate guys, what was it about? What was going on with them?
They came from the sky.
Yeah.
Light didn't come through their hands.
Yeah, lightning.
Yeah.
They were like,
I saw them do that.
You saw them where? Right there, Mike. Go ahead.
I saw them on TV.
You did? You saw that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them too.
What do you think about that? Is Kurt Russell cooler than Fonzie?
Yes, he is.
Is he really? I think he even had a leather jacket in that film. You know who he had a leather jacket in? He had a bomber jacket in The Thing, John Carpenter's remake. He had a leather jacket in that and some very cool
who's
snow goggles.
Who's John?
John Carpenter.
Who's that?
He's a filmmaker. He made a lot of movies, and actually Kurt Russell was in quite a few.
Let me tell him.
Yep. Tell him about that. Go ahead.
Like.
Whoa. Sorry about that. All right, one more time. Whoa. Trying to keep the mic. Oh, there we go. Stay there. Go ahead.
A nice guy.
Who's that? Who's nice guy? Who are we talking about now?
The guy.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Oh, he's a nice guy. Kurt Russell, yes. And what else? What was that movie that you talked about with the fire?
Backdraft.
He was in that.
I think it was in that movie with Robert De Niro, too.
Yeah. Who was that?
Robert De Niro. Played on that, too.
He was in that film?
Yeah.
Backdraft?
Yep.
That was about, what was that about?
Fires.
The fire department?
Yep.
Fighting fires?
Yeah.
That was quite a film. I think that might have been Ron Howard who did that, directed that one, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Fonzie in that movie?
No.
No.
No. Oh. Hmm. What else? We're talking about Correct. who's cooler than Fonzie? That's Lynette. DJ Lynette. So far we got DJ Big Rig is cooler than Fonzie. Okay. That's our own DJ Jim here. And also Kurt Russell gives Fonzarelli a run for his money.
I did it.
Particularly some very cool films that he's made. Breakdown was another good one. Breakdown.
Overboard.
Did you ever see that? Oh, Overboard. Yeah.
I did it.
That was he and his...
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, exactly.
Yeah.
They've been together for quite some time.
Yep. Music.
Longer, actually, than I believe Fonzie and Pinky Tuscadero. I think they they broke up, but Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are still together. So incredible.
Why Fonzie broke up her?
Well,
why?
Why did what? Why is that? What?
Why broke up Pinky?
Why did he break up with Pinky?
Yeah.
Who's Pinky?
That was his girlfriend in Happy Days.
Yeah.
Fonzie broke up with Pinky, I believe, didn't he? Did he?
Yes, he did.
I think he did. Or maybe Pinky broke up with Fonzie.
Oh, God.
Which one was it? Did Pinky break up with Fonzie?
Yes, he did.
He did. How come?
I didn't like him.
You didn't like him anymore?
No.
She said, you're not cool enough for me?
Not cool for me.
So who was Pinky's new boyfriend after that?
They're good friends.
They remained good friends. All right. Well, that's always nice. Who did Fonzie? Who was Pinky's new boyfriend after that?
I don't know.
Maybe Peter knows.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Possibly. Yeah.
I know. Richie.
Who?
Richie.
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 Sneaking around with Richie, huh?
Yeah.
Boy.
He's a good singer. He's a good singer. He's good.
Right.
I'm getting hungry. Here's Patrick. Turkeys. Nature Rock. Talk about turkeys. Yeah, but Patrick. Patrick's going to talk about turkeys. How's that? There he is. Talk about turkeys. Let's go, Patrick.
So the other day I was walking around my yard. I was doing some waking. I saw a whole group of turkeys, like five big turkeys, and they're walking around the yard and they were eating bugs. And all of a sudden, they just walked back into the woods. They went they disappeared. And they went gobble gobble gobble.
This one, hey Patrick,
Jim,
where turkeys come from?
They come from the forest.
I thought they come from the farm.
Yeah, they're at the farm too sometimes, Jim. But they mostly come from the forest, though.
Why turkeys? That's a crane.
Yeah, wild turkeys. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving.
I know. I love Thanksgiving. I love turkey. It's so good. It's my favorite kind of food ever. And stuffing, too.
You know, I like...
What, Jim?
All Thanksgiving.
What is it?
All of it.
I like all of it, too. It's the best ever.
I like cranberry, too.
I love homemade cranberry sauce. I love chocolate pudding pie and pumpkin pie with cream. It's so good.
I like turkey patties, potatoes and gravy. That sounds good.
And I like pork chops and gravy, too.
with cheddar tots.
I like the drumsticks.
I like chicken thighs.
I like turkey hamburgers.
Turkey burgers and Vezzy burgers. Yeah, I love turkey burgers. They are my favorite. They are so good. Yeah, there's a big turkey right there. Looks yummy.
Yeah, they have a turkey.
I want to hunt him down.
Patrick.
Jim.
They have a turkey at the Lark Park, too.
You think I want to Lark Park, too? It's so cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Been to Lark Park a few times. It's so nice. I've been on their little train they have. It's so much fun. And I walked around. I looked at all the beautiful animals, and they were so cute. I even fed the animals, too. It was so nice.
What else did you do at the park?
I went there once when I was a little kid. I went in their water park, and I got all wet, and that felt great. So when I was walking around Lark Park, I saw a whole bunch more turkeys, and some of them were in the water, so I went down the side with them, and they had so much fun. I had so much fun, too, and before I left the park, I said goodbye, turkeys, and they were like, goodbye to me, Patrick. Have a nice day, Patrick, and that's it. That's the end. Wrap it up.
Here's DJ Casey talking about dogs.
Hi, it is DJ Waxa, except my favorite dog. My favorite dog is a pug. They're very cute. It'd be a long story, it's sad news. My dog very old, almost same age, my niece. The very long story of the dog is passed away and buried by death, but the very sad emotion. And
how old was your dog?
Yeah, almost 13 years old dog.
What kind of dog was the pug?
Big dog?
No, a small dog, like a pug.
How small?
Almost size, 13 feet. I don't know.
What does it look like?
Wiggly face, curly tail, and square body, large head, big eyes, and small ears.
Where does it come from?
Taiwan.
Taiwan. Wow, far away. Do you go to Taiwan to get your dog?
No, you can't do that because it's above heaven.
When your dog was new, did you get Taiwan when you get it?
We're not sure about that. It's been a long story. I got a dog very long time ago. Animal Center. They're very old. The age. Almost age. My niece's age.
What else do you get?
I got two dogs. It's alive.
What? You have two alive? Ask him. Hey, Casey, tell me about your new dogs.
My dogs, they're great. Frodo and Pepper. get organized together to work this out.
Your dog eats spaghetti.
My dog don't eat spaghetti. My dog eat dog food and water.
And water.
Okay, keep hydrated.
Good for you. Hey, Casey.
Yes?
I have a cat.
What kind of cat?
A brown one.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
What cat do a house?
He goes outside and he eats. Cat food.
Ooh, that's good.
Pepper.
Apple. What's the cat's name is?
Pepper.
Big or small?
Small, short.
Tall or short, or tall.
Let's wrap it up, Casey.
Okay.
We're all done now.
We're all done now. This is DJ Casey and DJ Nayla.
DJ Casey and DJ Nayla.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read papers that are robbers, with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bite. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot and toys. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is the doggy in the window? The one with the waggy tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
I'm a bear. How's that? Watch out, here I come. I'm a bear. Grizzly. I'm a grizzly bear.
Dead.
I'm scary.
Ribbit. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Here I am. I'm a froggy. Ribbit.
I love frogs. Frogs are my favorite animals, and I love Kermit the Frog. He's very funny and very hilarious.
He's really funny, and he's really hilarious. And he's green.
Kermit the Frog.
I eat frog legs. Delicious. Where are you, Jim? Jimmy, where are you? Are you here? Hello?
Hello. I'm in Kansas. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm like a broken record. What are you talking about?
Talk about frogs.
I'm talking about frogs. Keep going.
I have had frog legs before. I defried them, and they were so good. They were extra crispy. They taste like chicken. I loved them so much. I'll eat them again someday if I have a chance.
Where do you have them?
I have them at my house.
Where do you get the frog?
I got them out of the pond.
Pond? What kind of pond?
The pond up on Mohawk Trail.
Which pond is that?
It was in Chalamont.
Where in Chalamont?
I forget where, but it was somewhere in Chalamont, though, a small pond. I forget name of pond, too.
Yep.
Are we done?
Wrap it up.
Funny. Frogs. Wrap it up. They're cute. Wrap it up.
It's so cute. Here's a wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Got little rockin' frogs stuck down a rockin' log, eating some most delicious bugs.
Yum, yum.
One jumped into the pool where it was nice and cool. Then there were 4 rocker frogs.
Wah, wah.
4 little rocker frogs stuck down a rockin' log, the most delicious bugs.
Yum, yum.
One jumped into the pool where